This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. It's unclear if Governor Jared Polis will sign a new bill meant to reduce ozone pollution. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
The legislation is now headed to his desk after progressive lawmakers removed the most controversial piece. That's a plan to force regulators to assess air quality impacts before permitting new oil and gas wells. Kelly Nordini leads Conservation Colorado. Like other clean air advocates, she says it should still be law.
Unfortunately, it has been significantly weakened, and it's still an important step forward.
The final version does have a process for more aggressive air quality enforcement, and oil and gas groups oppose it. A spokesperson for the governor says he's still reviewing the bill. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
A school administrator and victim in the East High shooting last March spoke publicly the first time Monday. Dean Wayne Mason disputed earlier reports of what occurred the day of the shooting. Notably, Mason said the shooting did not take place during a required pat-down as previously reported by police. He said he and a second administrator were unaware of any standing protocol related to the student shooter. Mason also addressed whether schools should have metal detectors and armed officers.
As a victim of school violence, I believe that there were things that we left on the table that should have been taken care of, but weren't.
Mason was one of two administrators shot and injured. Both recovered at a local hospital. The student took his own life soon after the shooting. And storms packing large hail and strong wind gusts are possible tonight across parts of the Front Range, and the risk of severe weather is expected to continue again Wednesday afternoon and evening. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.